This is Jenka Soderberg, and I'm live here in the studio today with Kelly Feddersen from the Southeast Uplift, that is part of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, and are here to tell us about the Neighborhood Small Grants Program. Can you just start by giving us an overview of the City of Portland's Neighborhood Small Grants Program?
Of course, I'd love to. So the grant program is citywide, and it is administered by each of the 7 neighborhood coalitions in the City of Portland. Each one does it slightly differently, but the focus of it is to really spur civic engagement, provide opportunities for hands-on involvement, and allow communities to identify their own issues, develop project proposals, and implement them. And this year, Southeast Uplift has over $23,000 available for community groups, project teams, nonprofit organizations to apply.
And what kind of projects are funded by these grants?
Such a wide range. I think that's one of the most exciting pieces of this grant program. We have everything from social justice art projects, street murals, leadership trainings, community gardens, basically anything that increases the number and diversity of people who are engaged in their community, projects that build community capacity to create social change, and then projects that increase the voice of the people in public decision making.
Do you know of what projects have gotten funding through this grant program in the past?
Yeah, we've had organizations ranging from Portland Mercado. We've had Vos. So since we're in Southeast, I'm going to be naming a lot of Southeast organizations. Know Your City with the J Journal recently. We've had some neighborhood associations. And then sometimes it's just community groups. You don't have to be a formal organization. You can basically form a team to do a project.
And what's the grant process? What types of things do people have to prepare and by when?
So applications are due January 10th, but I think one of the most unique things about this program is it's really accessible to first-time grant writers. We provide a lot of hands-on support, so we have 2 grant workshops coming up on November 19th and November 20th. In addition to that, we are willing to meet one-on-one with you to go over your project idea, we'll review your draft application, and then if you get grant funding, we're there to help you through the process. And for us, it's not so much about whether or not you achieved X set of people engaged or if you set some sort of metrics. It's more about the capacity building aspect and kind of you doing something out in the community, whether or not it succeeds in the normal sense or not.
And when should people start applying?
Whenever. I'm ready to receive your applications now. And if you do submit early, you'll give me time to basically give you feedback if anything's missing. But the last day to apply would be January 10th.
And people can go online. Is it at the Southeast Uplift website to find information?
Yes. So you could go to our website if you're going to be applying within our coalition boundaries, which is everything from the river to basically 82nd Avenue and Milwaukee to I-84. And then each of the other coalitions also has different programs that you can look at, or you can just go straight to the Office of Neighborhood Involvement website if you want to see an overview of or an area where you can see all programs.
And this is funded by the City of Portland, right?
Yes, it is. It's the 10th year. It is always on the chopping block, though. It's one of the first things to go since it's technically a pretty small amount of money. But our community groups leverage that funding at least 4 times over. So if we're giving out a grant of $1,000, usually the community groups are able, through in-kind donations and volunteer time, matching it with about $4,000.
And it's $100,000 citywide.
Correct.
And then divided by neighborhoods.
By coalitions, yeah.
So how were those coalitions chosen? And what's the Southeast Uplift? Are you a nonprofit?
We are a nonprofit, primarily funded through the Office of Neighborhood Involvement through city funding. But we're an independent organization. We have our own board of directors. And we're really charged with trying to increase civic engagement in that area of Portland. We work with community groups, just everyday Portlanders and neighborhood associations within our coalition boundaries through advocacy, community building projects, events, and programs like our small grant program to engage the community members in shaping the future of our city.
and the other organizations involved in the other sectors, East Portland Neighborhood Office, Central Northeast Neighbors, North Portland Neighborhood Services, are they similar type organizations?
They are. We all have very similar missions. We're structured slightly differently. 5 out of the 7 are nonprofit organizations, and 2 are actually city staff.
And so as far as this this grant program, is this something that, you see as addressing some of the inequities in our city and the problems that are faced by some of these different neighborhoods?
We really hope so. And we really prioritize funding projects that really enhance the voice and leadership of what we consider underrepresented groups. So that's everything from communities of color, LGBTQ, renters, low income, individuals with disability, immigrants and refugees. So we highly prioritize groups that are represented in within that because we see a huge need for their voices to be at the table.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly Feddersen with Southeast Uplift, talking about the Neighborhood Small Grant Program here in Portland. And the grants applications, again, are due on January 10th, but don't wait. Get started now, and you can find out more on the Southeast Uplift site, seuplift.org. That's seuplift.org. You can also look, if you're interested in another part of the city other than Southeast, at the Office of Neighborhood Involvement if you go to portlandoregon.gov. Kelly, thank you for joining us on KBOO today.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.